This week, in partnership with Down East Magazine, we're bringing you stories of Maine's centenarians as the state approaches its bicentennial. Elfrida Dumond of Fort Kent is 102 years old. She remembers the Acadian culture and rural lifestyle that defined her childhood in Aroostook County. But as the world around her has changed, Dumond chooses to look ahead instead of focusing on the past. Robbie Feinberg has more.
Elfrida Dumond doesn't have any secrets for longevity. At 102, draped with a big necklace and earrings, she's still surprised that she's made it this far.
I never thought I would get to this point, to that age. Oh, no, that's a surprise for me.
Dumond lives in a nursing home in Fort Kent, the same town where she grew up. She remembers her family's big house in the country, surrounded by chickens and cows.
When we was young, we used to go to pick berries, blueberries and strawberries. They don't have that good taste anymore. This is the best taste, those small ones. We used to go, my mom, and we'd get ready in the morning early, and we'd pick up probably the quarts of blueberries and strawberries.
At home, they'd enjoy simple pleasures.
My brother, he loves to dance. And he would go and get some of those big records and put them on there. And me, I always love music. So he'd take me and we'd dance together, you know, on the record. I can't say that we didn't live a good life. My mother never was a person that would ask for more. She was thankful all the time, thankful for what I have.
But at age 17, the Great Depression hit, and Dumond left for Connecticut to find work. She got a job at a hospital and didn't return to Fort Kent for nearly a decade. But then she became seriously ill. She developed a lesion on her lung and was sent to a sanitarium in Presque Isle. Dumond told her doctor that she thought her life was over.
Dad, I said, I think I'm going to die. And he said, no, you won't die. But he says, I gave you 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and 5 years. If you do exactly what I tell you, he says, you could get out probably a little earlier. So I said, okay, what do you want me to do? He says, just lay down quiet. Eat your meals. I said, I'm going to do that.
For 3 years, her life barely stretched beyond the walls of the sanitarium. Dumond says she followed the doctor's advice. She also prayed a lot. The experience helped define her outlook on life, which she still follows today.
I don't live for what's gone by me. I live what's coming, the future, and the future of a good future.
Not long after she was released from the sanitarium, a friend of Dumond's family stopped by their house in Fort Kent. Soon after they met, he asked her on a date.
I met him in May, and we got married in August.
They raised 7 kids in Aroostook County and now have 17 grandkids. Dumond says as the decades have passed, she's seen northern Maine change. She laments the lack of work that's forced many young people to leave. And she worries about the future of the Acadian culture and language that were so prevalent in her youth.
Yeah, the culture's changed with the French. But at my time, when we used to go to school, we couldn't talk French. They would push you to talk English. But our culture was French. So we talked French. We didn't know how to talk English. So I learned my English when I went away. Connecticut.
Her daughter Linda tells her that she wished she'd pushed harder to preserve the language.
It should have been my children's first language. I didn't appreciate it till I was a little older, realizing what a gift I had.
Every time I talked to them, they would answer me in English. I talked to them in French. Answer me in English.
She did the same to our grandchildren.
Say, answer me French. Yeah. You know, I would say that.
But despite the changes that she's seen, Dumond is content. At the nursing home, she wakes up at 5:30 each morning, exercises, and says her prayers. And at age 102, decades removed from the most difficult years of her life, Dumond says she now feels at peace. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.